makes things interesting for information I can give that, so I'll sit in on it.
Nobody else? No. Confirmation of our ordinary meeting on Monday the 16th of November. Councillor Adams, another seconder. Councillor Boss, all those in favour that we approve those minutes?
Aye.
Against? Carried. There is a motion on notice. Councillor Brooks.
I brought this motion. Am I allowed to change this motion a bit?
Yeah, that's your motion.
I'll give Gail the motion. What I brought this one forward is that talking to Perth residents, reading the extensive report that was handed in to council last week, and the opportunities that could be gained through retaining the well and the old cottage in North Oak Street, given the bypass, the highway bypass is now bypass Perth.
So we just had a query, Councillor.
Sorry, I just mentioned to Madam Mayor, I suddenly realised the reason we had come back to us 7 days ago was with regards to ensure that we met the 7 days requirements with regards to the motion. So if we can't change it.
That's what I was asking.
My mistake, I suddenly thought that.
No, that's all right. Stick with that motion. Given that the township of Perth bypass, I feel that there's a big opportunity here to showcase this well and the cottage to not only the tourists that come past. It gives them a reason to swing into Perth. There is a lot of history there, and I feel that it, once they're sold, we'll never get these blocks of land back. And there's a lot of people in Perth that are really passionate about the history in Perth, and I feel that we owe it to the residents to try and do something with it rather than just put a cap on it and sell a block of land off. But like, who in their right mind would want to buy a block of land with a well on it that you can't do anything with? Like, it's not really any good to anyone. I do see the financial loss to council, but sometimes you've just got to bite the bullet. And I don't see it as a financial long-term loss because of the income that will generate forever and a day if that well gets restored and the cottage gets...
Oh, Councillor Brooks is presenting the motion.
All I'm asking is that we put the interests of the Perth community before the almighty dollar, and we have worked on the drainage in Sheepwash Creek to improve the water flow, and we'll have a beautiful park, cottage and well to showcase to the world and potentially create a magnificent tourist attraction in the future. These things are just don't come along every day, and you've got a well there that's well over 100 years old, and I just urge all the councillors to give it some thought, and I'd like to put the motion.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Without a seconder, that... You're seconding that? Okay. Any further discussion, Councillor Polly?
I hear what the councillor is saying. That cottage is going to compete with very many awesome historic buildings in this area. A decision was made to provide, first of all, fix a water problem, a drainage problem, as well as they provided additional open land for the people of Perth. I made that decision on the basis that we could recoup a substantial amount of that money, and what you're saying here, just to save the block of land alone, is about a loss of $130,000. Then if you add the house to it, it's even more substantial. I'd much rather have that money spent on other things, like developing the river. And I don't know that cottage is going to become a significant, it's a completely all the other historic buildings that we have in this northern area. So therefore, I can't support.
Councillor Davis.
I hear and endorse what Councillor Holly has said. I note that we have been through all of the processes with the appropriate heritage and national trust bodies. None of them have identified it as of significance. If Councillor Brooks's view is correct that nobody will buy it, then when they don't buy it, we can come back and have another look at it later. It, to my mind, we made a very considered decision. I was part of it at the time. And I support the decision that's been made. And I'll make the comment that not one Perth resident has contacted me opposing what council has done. Not one.
Councillor Benina.
Look, I believe the cottage should be sold. I don't believe the motion hasn't specified that we keep the cottage. I think the motion's the same. We review that situation. So. I just see the situation that the possibility to look at, if we were to keep the one portion of the block that the well's on and still continue with the subdivision with the cottage and a block of land. But one area of land remains so it can become part of that park that's got the well on there. The motion doesn't really go into that full detail, but I guess it can, with the ramifications decision which overturns it. So that's what I would be looking at in council. We can just get the information. We're not making that decision tonight. We're just getting to get that information. There is a petition in petitions, which I don't know which comes first or later, but that's got 273 signatures to it. So it's not as if, the Perth people aren't concerned about it. Some people do sign a petition and don't know what they're signing. But then again, there's a number there that have signed it, and obviously it's a concern to them. So I don't think we're not overturning we're only looking at what the cost is if we were to retain the area with the well on there. So I don't see it any issue to do that.
Councillor Lambert.
There has been a lot of concern recently. And I have actually given quite a lot of conversation regarding the well, and I know I voted the way I did last time, but I think we should set the meeting on, and I think perhaps I will vote with Councillor Brooks that I think it won't hurt to have a look at it and see where it sits, but I definitely think that we're here to represent our community and the best interests of our community. And I just think in this instance, given the amount of conversation that I have had with people regarding the well, I think I want to just have another look at this. So I support the motion on those grounds.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour of us taking another look at it, those in favour of us taking another look at it? Okay, that's Councillor Brooks, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Ganinan. All those against? Councillor Adams, Councillor Davis, Councillor Goss, Councillor Polly and myself. The motion's lost. Committee minutes of the committees? You wish to move that they're accepted? Councillor Lambert? Seconded, Councillor Davis? Any discussion?
Are we going to do the committee, each one of them?
Yes, we'll do them, but this is just moving their minutes.
No.
All right, put that recommendation, all those in favour?
All right.
Against? Mm-hmm. Carried. Now we'll go through the recommendations of the subcommittee.
Have you caught up?
No.
I'll move.
Oh, just right there.
Okay. Recommendations of the subcommittees. Longford Local District Committee. The first one is around the Longford Racecourse and the Longford Showground as part of the Brickenden and Woolmers Heritage Link. And the recommendation is that the chair of the committee meet with the officers of the council's planning department.
I certainly support that man and move that way. Are we going to move
it? Yes, we'll move each one separate if you wish. Do we have a seconder?
I'll second it.
And I just wanted to mention the London Showground. Someone's told me that it's been delisted off the heritage list. I don't know if that's true, but I mean, that's maybe something we should check. Mm-hmm. I haven't spoken to the show committee, but.
I thought some of the buildings were in the show.
All right, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next item from the Longford District Committee is about the reinstate the zoning of the Longford Racecourse back to rural, and also that we change the description of the general residential zone from urban to rural. And the officer's recommendation is that the chair of the committee meet with the officers of the council's planning department.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Davis, okay. Councillor Adams, all those in favour? Against? Carried. And their third one is about the COVID sewage testing, and that this request be noted and be advised, and the committee be advised of Tas Water's response.
Okay.
Councillor Davis, Councillor Adams, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The Ross Local District Committee, their motion is about the road markings on the road. And the recommendation is that Council note the information, investigate the matter and action accordingly. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Adams. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Pardon me. The date of the next Council meeting is Wednesday, the 27th of January. Information items.
Before you move on.
Oh, we've got to receive a petition.
Before you move on, I want to go back to Salade.
Yes, the meeting of the next meeting.
The reference keeps being to Zoom video conferencing. When are we going to move back into formal meetings?
We actually are in formal meetings.
Yeah,
the ability still exists to Zoom. So we're still allowing that while we can.
I understand that, but we're not using that as our primary mechanism for meeting, whereas all the paperwork indicates that it's our primary mechanism for meeting. So it says on via Zoom, when in actual fact, it's a secondary option for those guys.
We'll just make it aware it's actually by attendance or Zoom.
Exactly.
Okay,
information items. Do we accept the petition
the
by?
Petition, the petition needs to be acknowledged. There is a recommendation. Receipt and there to be a report to the January Council meeting.
We need a motion or
yes.
So we accept it, I'll move that one.
Councillor Adams?
Yeah.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Lambert? Councillor Goss?
Just on the petition, this is a petition here we're looking at that we received today.
Yes.
Or 18
we're just receiving it, we haven't done it yet.
We've got a full.
We've got
the full copies that's been provided. We just haven't tabled that at this stage. Yes, that's just a summary. We've only just received it today.
And the question I.
What time did we receive it?
Just before midday, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Councillor Polly, then Councillor Davis.
Yeah, the question I have is I don't know if we've discovered over our meeting this evening before the local government act. As to whether the petitioners need to be residents and ratepayers of this municipality or municipal area. I don't know if that's the requirement or not, I'd like that answered. And the other thing I'd like to know is when the report's back to council, if it can separate those who are residents and those who are not, even if it is legitimate to have them outside the municipality, that it would be handy to know that if there's 240 on the petition, I don't know how many exactly there is. And there's only 100 residents. I don't know. I'd like to have that information. But under Local Government Act, do they need to be actually a ratepayer or resident of the municipality?
No, Madam Mayor, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Councillor Davis.
Councillor Polly's second point was mine. I understand that they don't need to be resident or ratepayer under the Act. But I do want to see when it comes back to us that breakdown. If we don't get the full list, and I don't need to see the full list, I do need to know how many of them are actually residents.
Okay, now we move in. Oh, we need to move and second. Okay, I'll put that recommendation that we accept the petition.
Aye.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, information items. Councillor Lambert seconding them. Any discussion about information items? Councillor Ginninen.
Information item on the traffic concerns at Marlborough and Wellington Street back in July. The traffic engineer has been engaged with Cairns to take investigation report received to work in and report to Cairns. Where is it at now?
It actually was received a couple of weeks ago. Would I be right in saying that? 2 to 3 weeks ago. We immediately then forwarded it on to State Growth. We are waiting for their advice and it will definitely be on the next workshop agenda for discussion.
Councillor Davis.
I want your attention to the information item regarding long-term actions on the Perth Structure Plan, which says it's to be presented at a future workshop pending aerial flyover. I thought we had dealt with this. I thought we'd finished. I thought we were moving on.
No, this has got to do with the aerial flyover. It's actually got to do with the actual flood mapping through Sheetwass Creek, through from the new highway at the northern end to the southern end, and the council has also gone in its book with regards to identifying the flood zone through there and actually having that listed on the within the planning scheme.
Do we have some timing on when
that? Well, it actually at this stage, no. I believe they've got all the information. I don't. Perhaps the Mr. Gaudier can provide some more advice, because I thought I saw an email today with regards to the review of the information taking place. Is that correct?
Yeah, so Mr. Oakley's firm is preparing the modelling now that they've had the flyover done. I think the timing is probably within a month. That will allow us to get the amendments to the scheme underway then.
So we would hope in the next 1 or 2 months we're reporting, if not in January, then February. But we can confirm that with Mr. Oakley.
I think I had a second question there, and it related to the MOU with the local district committees. I've lost the plot as where we're up to with this. I know that a number of the committees are waiting on what they consider to be a formal response from council, and I can't recall that we've actually formally dealt with it. So I'd like an update on where we're at with that one,
too. Well, that's actually been on the workshop agenda now for a number of months, so it's just a matter of ensuring that we get to it. Perhaps in January or February, we may need to allow for 1 or 2 additional workshops so we can work through those items and be able to actually bring back a report to council for a decision.
Well, I understand that the committee was given an extra year.
Yes, correct, yes.
And I think Perth and Longford and one other have written back to council.
Yes.
So they are waiting.
They are waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Councillor Lennon.
Sorry to have a second go at it. I asked that information beyond here about the Heartland Drive journey, and then since I've been up to Smithton and Scottsdale, there's the Forage journey, which I've gone to the website. And actually, I've got good websites, although the Forage one is not really going out and picking things and things like that. It's more sitting down at restaurants and eating. But lots of people are asking about this, about these signs. I don't know how many queries you've had, Mayor, but a heap of inquiries about it. But I don't know really what it solves, other than going to the website and you can see a heap of things in there, which you'd go there anyway and look up when you're going to a place what's in the area.
They do set out itineraries.
They do. Mm. On there, yeah, 2 day, 3 day, see that. But anyway, I just think that it really still does need a lot more information out there. It concerns me a little bit that, in a way, it's taken away from the Heritage Highway, which everyone's worked really hard with to get acknowledged. And this kind of, to me, conflicts a bit with that. But as I said, still get lots of inquiries about what are these all these signs up in the area about?
Yeah, improved promotion.
Yeah. And there's very large signs at the start of it and at the southern end.
Yeah, and kind of, I think if you're a tourist, you do think you can follow the signs and get absolutely nowhere, let me tell you.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you, Mayor. I've just got a query about one of your movements, actually. I note on the 11th of December you attended the Crescent District High School celebration.
Yes.
Yes. Now, please, I apologise in advance if this has changed, but in the end of October, we received a directive from the Education Minister stating that members of Parliament, local government officials will not be invited to attend, and if you have been invited, that you write on updating as a positive. However, if you have a child enrolled, you are classified as a parent, therefore are able to attend. I'm just wondering...
That's correct. That was changed. We were there was a notification that changed that, that we could attend, but the only school that invited us was Cressy.
Right. I don't recall seeing that change.
Oh, I got
mine
rescinded.
You saw the change?
I got rescinded. I was a donator.
Did you see the change?
I didn't see the change.
I don't know what date it was. I did get notified.
It's quite disappointing, actually, because I am a big, as an educator, I'm a big supporter of the schools in the North Midland area, and not to have...
I think a lot of it was left up to the schools.
Well, not according to this, but if there was a rescind, I didn't see it. So that's why I
was... Oh, yes, not according
to... There was
I beg your pardon, when the government put that directive out, it wasn't up to the schools, it was up to the government.
Right.
But
yeah.
There were, I did see that it had been rescinded and you could attend. But then I believe it was up to the schools whether they still invited you or not.
I feel very disappointed by that because I didn't see it. So was that sent out as an email to us? Because I apologise.
I'm not sure, it might have just been in a government document. I'm not sure.
I'd have to check. That would have been something that should have been sent out to all of us. Because most of us here, I would imagine, either attend those presentations or fund as a prize children at school. And I, for one, as an educator, I think it's really important that we as a council are supporting with our Beacon Foundation money. I think it's really important that we attend these events and show our support for our younger generation. And we don't know that I've lost a teacher as well. So if I did miss it, I do apologise, but I just think it's really disappointing that I missed that email. But I would like to see whether, if we received an email from the council, I would like to see.
No, it wasn't an email from council. I believe it was just through the government directive they send out. The items that I get all the time.
Yeah, I'd have to check, and there may have been just a direct invite that went to individuals. I don't know. So we'll have to assess.
Councillor,
we'll go back and review it, see exactly what happened.
Yep.
Thank you.
Now ask the question.
Yeah, I'm somebody that's regularly attends and also funds prizes, so when I received the state government's directive, but I didn't receive it either, so but I take what happened. I just want to come back to the Heartland Drive journey, which Councillor Gillian spoke about. I see that Cal Officer and you know that I've raised this before. Our tourist officer participated in the working group of formulating it, but we never have anything, and you've heard me say this before, on the council papers. So tourism doesn't exist from our council point of view. You know what I think about the heritage highway. I don't think it's been effective or efficient, and I think we miss out considerably. But I think we need to have something where we're getting a report. There are people in our municipality that make their living from the tourist sector, and I think they've got a right to the council to participate. We fund different bodies, and I think we need to have regular reports that we can talk about and raise issues if we wish, like this one, whether it's efficient, whether it isn't efficient, and whether it can be improved.
Councillor Polly.
No, sorry.
No. Okay, I'll put the recommendation that we accept the information items be received. Councillor Goss.
Who's that?
It's already been moved and seconded. Right. Yes, Councillor Davis, Councillor Lambert. That they're received. All those in favour?
Aye.
No.
Against? Carried. The proposed Blue Tree project.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented. I don't know if the Works Manager wishes to provide any additional comments or respond to questions if there are any.
I did have a bit more of a look at that. I actually spent a bit of time on and then had a look at the Blue Tree project and where it all started. I think we could get around. So As in the interface in the background, the wish of the Blue Tree Project is to help start difficult conversations and encourage people to speak up about mental health issues. On the website, by spreading the pain, spreading the message that it's okay not to be okay, and raise community awareness around mental health and wellbeing. For those who have had a look at the Blue Tree Project on the website, it actually goes into where the trees are not painted in entirety, they're not painted that well, they're just blue, and you still see the trees through it, a lot of them, and really just get the conversation going. In our area today, there's one across Arden, one near the end of the street. I actually found one by mistake, one neighbour right on the end of the street, is this Blue Tree. It's actually been registered with the Blue Tree Project, and also one at Penguin. Really, the two people I might have tend to let off at the pace, actually, I think a few of them really want to get behind it. If we want more paint, I think they'd actually look at providing that. And Fighters Cranes really are only just covering their couple of wages and their superannuation for a couple of employees. The cranes actually give them to us pretty well for nothing. And Luke Fife was actually moving up the tree down with a recommendation.
That's from Councillor Cullen. Yes, okay, well, we need a mover and a seconder for a motion before we have any more discussion.
I'll move that we don't support.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Davis? I have a statement to read out from Councillor Calvert. Blue Tree Project, I'm disappointed not to be with you tonight. As you are aware, I took this proposal to the General Manager back in June. A report was prepared and put to Council on the 29th of June. This report estimated a cost of $10,500 to complete the project. It was later workshopped in early September when we were told the likely cost had been scaled back to approximately $2,000. I commend the Council officers and in particular the Works Manager. While seeking quotes for this project and taking the initiative to explore the opportunity that these suppliers may be in fact keen to make some financial contribution towards this very worthwhile project. I commend the three companies involved for their generosity. I see this as an opportunity for the Northern Midlands Council to play our role in doing something very significant towards further creating awareness to a problem that we are told affects one out of every five people that suffer from depression and anxiety each year. Just take a bit of time to consider these statistics. I think you will agree they're pretty sobering. Currently, there are 604 blue trees in Australia, USA, UK and New Zealand, and Tasmania has only two, one at Ross Arden and one at Penguin. This is a wonderful opportunity to have some impact and make people more aware that it is okay not to be okay. This will be the best $2,000 we've ever spent and has the potential to save lives. To me, it's a no-brainer, and I strongly urge you fellow councillors to get behind this project and give it your support. Andrew Calvert. And could I just add to that, I've just returned from New South Wales where a 26-year-old boy killed himself. Councillor Polly.
Look, I think $2,080 with the general support of the private sector in the state that has a high level of suicides, throughout Australia, particularly coming out of this time where the lockdown and some of the mental illnesses are on the rise, I think that we would be mean-spirited not to support this. We're already doing our bit by subsidising rural life in the well at Perth, which is a great step forward. There are people within our own municipality that are suffering now, and if it gets people talking, it's money well spent, and so their eyes are on the support the painting.
Councillor Goss.
Yeah, I'd like to move an amendment to the motion made to support the Blue Tree Project. If I can give a second to do that.
That's a foreshadowing of another motion. You wish to foreshadow a motion?
Yes.
You can put that to the side.
Support the motion. And speaking to that or against our motion is that I'm not sure of the lifespan of what the paint will be, but I'm going to estimate, guesstimate, 10 years So we're talking about a 10-year value of $208 a year, which I think is not very much in the last 10 years. And to be honest, this is a hidden disease in our community. We've got across Tasmania, Australia, the entire world, people don't cope very well with this problem, and this truly highlights the concern, and hopefully it does get people talking about that. And I think we need to get behind this, because we have got a lot of people in our community which are affected by this, and if it just stops, if it helps one person to get through it one day or one night or 1 hour, then it's a $2,800, $2,080 spent very, very well. I do think it's something that a lot of people in the community suffer in silence, and I think this is a way of bringing it out. It's not a statement. It's not a plaque putting up. It's just something there, which is a symbol of what we need to support, and I'm really supportive.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, to date, no further proposals relating to mental health initiatives have been received. Well, I actually asked initially for this project to be held over, because we were bringing forward to the next council meeting the option of allowing RAW to come into our community. And as a council, we decided to spend $30,000, $10,000 over 3 years, to support RAW, whose initiative vision is to increase the health well-being of the Tasmanian rural community, to improve mental health, resilience and suicide prevention. And that was the reason why I asked that the Blue Tree be held over, because RAW, which we have already agreed to, are on the ground. They are in our community, they are working with people who are perhaps the hidden statistics that everyone's mentioned here tonight. These people are out there working with these people. So that, you know, as much as I think, you know, the tree is a symbol of, yeah, it's okay not to be okay, and that is very, very true. We have people in our community, as a council, we have committed to support by them to start their northern base in Perth, and then start looking at doing more outreach, and I think we're also looking at hopefully signing off on the details of that contract tonight, of where our youth worker will be when there are opportunities, working with their outreach people and their mental health people to further spread that communication of word and support for people who are suffering from mental health issues. So, you know, I sort of took a bit, not offence, but I just thought, well, hang on, we are doing a lot of things in our community, and we have committed ratepayers' funds to doing that. So I, for one, think that $30,000 is on the right track to supporting people on the ground who are actually in need of that actual help and support. So while this might trigger that, there may not be that correlation. Blue Tree, RAW are out in the community, and they're working with other groups and agencies, and they are spreading that message. So we are doing that already, in real terms, real people.
Councillor Davis.
I won't support the motion for a whole range of reasons. I absolutely endorse everything Councillor Goss said, but I also support what Councillor Lambert said. We have made a significant commitment to the mental health issues within our region. I'm not convinced that this is anything other than tokenism. There's 604 juries across the world. You know, it's not an overwhelming issue that people will recognise. Unless we're going to spend a lot of money on promoting what a blue tree means, then people are just going to go past and go, there's a blue tree. That's my first point. I don't support tokenism in any way. We have to have actual on-ground outcomes, and I believe we're doing that. We can do more, but I believe we're doing it. The second thing is there's been no consultation with the community involved in this, and I know that there will be an outcry from people in Perth about spending money on things that They can't see a benefit when they have repeatedly put forward, you know, little things that they would like to see done that are more within council's remit in Peru. And we can't be continually fobbing it off when the bypass is finished. So that's my second reason. And my third reason is I'm really against supporting unbudgeted items at this point of time when we have rejected a number of budgeted items because of financial concerns. So that's why I want to support this motion.
Councillor Bidin.
Just to defy things, I think the motion I've put saying is that we won't support the allocation of money. So that's the motion.
Yes,
so
that's
you support the motion. Yeah, just to make sure that that's understood there. Look, I agree, I won't go into detail because Councillor Lamb has already covered it with Roy. I think we hit the ground there, running, we're on the ground. I see my businesses huge issues with mental illness, and I've had, we're only talking about this one, I think there's 11 staff through the years that have suffered that with some with extreme consequences. So it's not a non-feeling thing, but sometimes I think we get a little bit excited about wearing a badge, wearing a cap, painting a tree, and think we've solved some issues and someone's not going to have suicide and things like that. And I just think sometimes it's too much of an easy thing, too soft to do something like that. It's better get down there and get your hands dirty and do something about it. And that, I believe, Roar's doing that. From a risk management perspective, it's an old tree, so we could paint it tonight and tomorrow she could be blown down. I don't think the works manager did any assessment of the tree other than think that it's probably decent firewood. When you drive down that round corner at 110 kilometres an hour, to me you should be concentrating the road, concentrating going through that underpass there and not looking to the left-hand side at a painted tree that someone talked about we're going to put Christmas lights on or something else on there. So I think that is a distraction and could cause a life from another perspective. There's very little spot there to park, and people will want to park there, and people will want to walk over to it. And you know, whilst we're doing an assessment to paint the thing, have we done any assessment about the uneven ground to get over to the tree to have your photo taken in front of the tree, and all the parking where there's, at the moment, nothing to say that you can't park there. There's no non-parking signs there at all. So, you know, we're going to put some white lines on there so you can identify where the parking spots are so you can park on that 110 kilometre hour bend. As I said, with risk management hat on, I think it's dangerous from that perspective. You can probably even put no parking signs there and I'll still park there to take a photo, guaranteed. And the last one, I think Councillor Davis has covered quite well. I've been amazed, not many people talk to me, but they have talked to me about the financial ramifications of this. And a lot, you know, obviously thought it was $10,000 to $12,000. But if we do, this motion doesn't get up tonight and does go through, we've got to make it loud and clear that it was an unbudgeted $2,080 that we're spending there, and that's all it was, because there's a lot of ratepayers out there saying that, you know, come on boys, there's a lot of other things that we should be doing other than painting the tree. So I think that needs to be publicised really well if this motion goes, doesn't go through.
Councillor Adams.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, so I'm really support the raw argument that Councillor Lamb had covered very well, and I think as we move down there, they're very solid foundations and involved with the organisation since its beginning. And I think this is not something, I mean, mental health is a very important issue and covered well by Councillor Gloss, but this is an issue about getting people to talk about it and think about it. I don't think it's a major opportunity. People have tried to get it going. I think there's a lot of other ways of doing it and very, very, very well. So I won't support the $2,000 being, or nearly the $2,000 being spent. I think we could spend that in better ways. And there may be other issues come up which we could contribute to.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation that we do not support the allocation of funds for the blue tree. Those in favour?
Aye.
Councillor Gunin and Councillor Adams, Councillor Davis and Councillor Lambert. Those against? Councillor Goss, Councillor Brooks, Councillor Polly and myself. That's four all, so that's lost. So now we'll go to the foreshadowed motion. Councillor Goss?
Can we someone second that?
I'll second it.
Councillor Brooks is seconding?
Can I speak to that?
Yes, you can.
I know I've already spoken a bit to the other motion, but just quickly. The Blue Tree Project, I'm not an expert in mental health by any means, but I know a bit about it, a little bit. But the idea of the Blue Tree is to give the message to those people that haven't got mental illness, to look out for people that have got mental illness. That's what we're trying to do. It's not about, we're not trying to tell the people with mental illness to look at the tree and make it feel better. We're talking about showing the people that the people that can support people with mental illness, that's what's there for them. For them to go home, them to think about how they can help people in their family, in their street, in their workplace, how they can help them. Thank you.
Councillor Polly.
I think also that the point raised by Councillor Binion is quite a good one, really, then we should go out and say, yes, it's only cost $2,000. And if it's a bit controversial, isn't that what you want to do? Isn't that what you really want people to start talking about? Why has the council done this? They've done this because they have a lot of people in our municipality that do have mental illnesses. We have one of the highest suicide rates than anywhere in Australia for their population. So really the fact that it's controversial really is not a bad point if it gets people talking about the issue.
Councillor Davis.
I'll go back and say what I said before. Controversy is a good thing in some cases. We have enough controversy in Perth at the moment that we don't need to be buying more public programs. If this were to be passed, and I sincerely hope it isn't, but if it were to be passed, then I would want to see, before we did anything about it, a very, very proactive social media campaign run by our public relations advisors to make sure that we're getting the right messages to the right people. It will not work because there are so many people in Perth so unhappy with the fact that we're not looking after basic rate payer needs, and they see us, to their view, rightly or wrongly, they frivolous us with their rate payers' money. This is not something that has wide recognition, and I don't believe, it doesn't matter who it's aimed at, that enough people know what it is for it to be generating the sort of conversation that you might think it would. So I can't support the motion.
Councillor Bennett.
If this motion does go through, I mean, what will council's attitude be to the risk management side there, to access to the tree, to parking there, etc.? What actions could...
Now, with the actual approval, and the works manager may be able to provide more advice, final approval actually comes through from State Growth. It's actually on State Growth land. My understanding is they've got no objections. They would be the authority that need to actually ensure that there is no, well, reduce to ensure the risk issues are mitigated.
And with no difference to looking at those big metal flowers in the paddock, when no one stops to take photos of them.
You're not right there, Mary, excuse me, you're not right.
Well, I've never seen
they do. They do.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
Right.
That's a straight from the road, that's not an issue.
All right, I'll put the recommendation that we allocate the $2,080 to enable the painting of the large tree to be blue. All those in favour?
Aye.
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 Against?
Aye.
Councillor Ginninnan, Councillor Adams, Councillor Davis and Councillor Lambert. So that's also lost. So that's the end of it? That's the end of it. All right.
It's lost.
They're both lost. Yeah. For and against.
You. Can't do nothing.
So we can't do anything. We'll have to be brought, if anything's to be done, we'll have to be brought back again.
Councillor Calvert has to raise it. He has the ability to raise it again if he wishes to.
It raises Councillor Calvert when we need.
Okay, Gov 10. Membership of the Reconciliation Collective and Reconciliation Action Plan. I think I'd like to step aside, is that all right, and the Deputy Mayor?
Yeah.
You want to stay there?
I want to stay here, is that okay? We've got the officer, Mr. Jennings, you want to come in?
Thank you, Manager. Deputy Mayor, the report is as presented there, and clearly whether Council wishes to actually participate. There is a cost associated with this as well. I think there's a registration fee of $2,000 per annum, and there will be a requirement for us to develop an action plan.
So that $2,000, yeah. I saw, but what was the other $2,000 for?
No, that's it.
No, that was it.
It's $2,000 total?
Yes.
Okay.
Clarification, it's not $2,000 total. It's $2,000 membership annually, plus the cost of developing the reconciliation.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, sorry, yeah,
And do we have an indication of what that cost might
be? Not at this stage, no.
Open for discussion, Councillor.
Yeah, but that was my point as well. I would like to know the final cost because we continue to go along and put things in like groceries halfway through the year. When we're scratching the bottom of the Vicky barrel this year with COVID and all the effects from that, we should have the firm prices of everything. So whilst it's 2,000 membership, it might be another $10,000 of time to put together the plan, etc. that's required. So I'd like to see this deferred until the next council meeting when we've got full information.
I'd like to move the motion.
I ask to move that motion. I would like to see it deferred until the next meeting where we've got additional information.
Any second of that?
Look, I will second it because I think this is a very important issue. We've led the way with our flag pole, permanently applying the flag outside our council chambers. We've been doing the same now outside all our municipal other buildings that where it's applicable. I think that's a very important issue, and I think that we need time to make sure we do know the full cost and what's going to be involved. I'm involved with the Academy Education Commission. We've just gone down the line of doing exactly the same thing as this, and for it to be done properly, it needs to be done properly. So I would support the adjournment of it until the next council meeting so as that additional information can be provided. And we can then move forward. I think it's essential that we do become involved in such an outcome.
Councillor Davis.
I'd like to foreshadow an amended motion, and that is that we defer discussion until preparation of the 21-22 budget.
So that was the
well, that's not
an intention.
That's not what it was.
I'm happy if that's the case to remove.
I'm
happy to remove my motion for that motion. I'm happy to set that a couple of points.
Councillor Bollis' point of view, this is really important and it has to be done.
Councillor Davis, just interrupting. So, Councillor Polly,
how do you draw
your motion? Councillor Davis, what would your motion forward?
That we defer consideration of this until a properly costed and outlined plan can be presented for consideration in the preparation of the 21-22 budget.
Yours. Someone like to second that motion?
I'll second.
Councillor Foley, second. Open for further discussion. Councillor Norris.
Well, I can't help thinking that it's actually very important that we, as soon as possible, negotiate with the Aboriginal community. This is the peak body of the 30-odd groups. They're negotiating with each of those groups and individuals who consider they're the representatives of the Aboriginal community, whether it be the Aboriginal Land Council, the Tasmanian Aboriginal Council, the Aboriginal Conservative. There's a whole lot of groups, plus there's a whole lot of individuals who declare that they speak on behalf of their community for a particular area. And many of those groups don't agree with each other. So it's very important that we are negotiating with a body that is negotiating with all those groups, so that when there is a development or something that's coming to council that involves the Aboriginal heritage or whatever, then we know who to talk to, who are the appropriate people and that we should be talking to. So I really think we should be doing that sooner rather than later. And even if we do not choose to be a member of the Reconciliated Asian Collective, we can still start a reconciliation action plan. So I would like to see that added to the motion, that we actually work with the Reconciliation Tasmania to start the process of a reconciliation action plan, because that will involve us in the loop, and then we can ask the question of who should we be speaking to, whether it's about a sign we're going to put in a park or the dual naming of an area. We need to be talking to the correct, the right person in the right mob. And that's how they describe it. And I think that's very important. So can I ask the mover and seconder if we could at least make contact with Reconciliation Tasmania to find out what's involved in a Reconciliation Action Plan and perhaps the cost.
Councillor Davis, okay with that?
Well, look, that's implicit in the motion.
That's right, that is. Well, we'd assume that would happen anywhere. It's part of the people we work with.
Councillor Polly, happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that too. One would assume this would need to happen to come back to us so we can make a decision to take the money eventually. So really it's a matter of the council, the mayor, the council officers entering into discussions and then bringing back a report for us to vote on to allocate money.
I'll just go to that's one question for the general manager. Is there any time frames on it?
We'll just depend on availability. If we can't make the January meeting, definitely the February meeting. So it's just a matter of availability of staff and who we need to contact.
Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, we'll put that motion. All those in favour? Against? Motion's carried.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Okay, Gov 11, the Perth Bicentenary Committee Calendar Funding Request.
I'll move the recommendation because this is not going to wait. This comes up not very often, and I would move the recommendation as it appears.
Councillor Adams, are you seconding that?
I don't want to hold back Perth and bring in it, but.
I think we need a seconder before we discuss it.
I'll second.
Councillor Goss, second.
Sorry.
They're both at the same time. Okay, Councillor Adams.
I just wonder. Funding a calendar at this time of the year, I'm not quite sure what calendar and what time you would have for selling a calendar. I know I bought the ones that I send to my friends overseas, and I would have thought that it would have been a pretty late time to organise and print a calendar, but the Bicentenary, they might want to do it for mid-year or something, but I would hope they've given some consideration to those sort of things. It's an initiative to, I think fund it. They're going to put houses on it, Perth houses, old houses. So I'm not opposed to it, but I just think it, I would hope that they would have thought it out.
Councillor Lambert.
I'm not sure, to be honest, because I agree with some of the comments that Councillor Adams is making regarding the timing of the year, putting out a calendar. I think the initiative is good. However, I would like to add, we were initially told or instructed from council after the Perth District Committee repeatedly asking for funding for the Bicentenary and being told, no, that won't be available. Secretary of Support, maybe to other bits of this, but definitely not money. So, I was surprised when this came up. However, if we are to support this tonight, my comment and then maybe foreshadowed recommendation that motion would be something along the lines of, if we are to support this amount of money, maybe we should be looking at the same amount of money for each of the bicentenary towns to do a similar thing. I don't know, but I'm not sure if any of the other towns have put forward any motions like this for a grant funding or other avenues to get some money. I'm a little bit confused, so maybe if I could get some clarification first, and then I'll think about the time I'd like to call for that.
Madam, the Court Services Manager may be able to suggest with regard to any other grant monies. I'm not aware of others making requests at this time. Discussions were also held about the possibility of this funding being used, the $2,500 that we set aside for secretarial support for the local district committees. I'm aware that the district committee has actually supported those funds to be used for this purpose. But also, I believe, I don't know if the committee is also committed to actually providing that secretarial support long term.
Councillor Gideon.
I didn't realise it was for 2021, I thought it was 2022. I think they're probably dreaming when they think they can sell those in that time. I'm on the Evandale committee, and they wanted to order 100, and I said, come on, harden up, let's order 200. So I've been flogging the other 100 off, and I've been doing that at the market days and things like that. And a lot of people told me to get with it, that they are now electronic, etc. even got an envelope that they can send them overseas. So it's not an easy run to sell the calendars, but that group has funded their own calendars. I think they got them for about $7 each. These 931 from Officeworks, it took about 6 weeks for them to arrive. And as I said, people that you would think purchase them aren't buying them. So, you know, I don't see that we should be funding it and they then get the money from it. Now, I've got no issue that we fund it and then they keep the profit and we get our money back. Because if we do this, then I know the Evendale bunch will go, boy, this is a ride we missed, so let's get on the circuit. And I think probably Morford may look at the same thing as well.
No, it's not Centurion. We were too
angry. No, not this. No, I'm saying for a calendar, an annual calendar. That's what I'm saying. So I just think it leaves the door open for a lot more to occur there. And I just think it's poor business to be trying to do something now for 2021. 22 could be fine, or, I don't know, June to June of 21, but I think they've left their run far too late.
Councillor Davis.
The Perth Committee, as was raised before, have for 4 or 5 years now been forecasting that there would be an expectation that council would support activities around the bicentennial. It's been consistently and I think disappointingly inappropriately reduced. I don't think that calendar is the way to go at this time. However, if the Perth Committee wishes to use their $2,500, which they've never claimed for that purpose, then I think that's a matter for them and that would be a decision that they would be within their rights to make. So my point is, if we're going to support this, it would be out of $2,500 allocation. And once again, to reiterate my absolute dismay and disappointment that this council has not supported any activities coherently across the municipality for the bicentennial, when we seem to look at every other proposal that comes to us.
Okay, Councillor Goss.
Yeah, I just wondered why they haven't applied for the council community grant where after having events money. I just wonder why they haven't applied for that, because I assume that this is an event. So wouldn't they be allocated there? I'm not sure if anyone can answer that question.
I'm not
Councillor Lambert.
I believe they did apply for some funding for banners and I'm not sure if I'm correct, but were told to come back in March or
next year.
Try again in March, which maybe leads to late.
Councillor Officer.
Sorry, they did apply, but they didn't get into the time frame, so they were too late.
Councillor Polly is coming up.
It just seems to me if we don't do something, the year will be over. So can I move an amendment that we allocate the $1,826 to be used for the purpose of the celebration for a calendar or a caution for something else? Because I think at least we should show some support in some way towards the new celebrations.
Okay, I'm going to put that recommendation there. That was an amendment. We have a seconder for the amendment.
To be used for a calendar or some other appropriate celebration activity.
Councillor Adams, you're seconding that amendment.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That was the initial motion that Councillor Goss supported.
But they're only going to amend that.
His amendment. You're just. Yeah, we need a second
amendment. Funding to the production of the calendar.
Same thing.
Some other
appropriate use of the money. Yeah, because at least gives them that flexibility, and you can check out why you have a calendar if you convince them not to.
It's not actually changed.
For the promotion of their
activities. It's an amendment, so I need a seconder to the amendment. And Councillor Adams has moved an amendment that seconded. So that the original motion was moved by Councillor Polly, Councillor Goss. So now an amendment.
Thank you. Margaret Eaton.
Okay.
I'll withdraw my motion and Councillor Polly might withdraw as well.
Okay, so the amendment, Councillor Davis.
I want some clarification. Are we then indicating that there's the $1,826 plus the $2,500 that they could possibly claim?
Well,
I need some clarification around that. It will come up at the meeting. And
Councillor Lambie.
And whether that will, those funds will be available to the other committees who are putting together their bicentennial celebrations.
Will the judge each approach on this matter?
Councillor Goss.
Sorry, I'm going again. I just asked officer question. They applied for the funding for the bicentennial. Was that in March last year, or was that in October for the second round that they applied for?
It was only received within 2 weeks, in the last 2 weeks.
So it was after the cut-off date.
Madam Mayor, I think it may be best if Council's happy to do it, that actually the funding's identified where it comes from. It actually comes from the $2,500.
Good.
If you're happy to alter that motion to indicate that, that way clearly it's understood how it's being funded.
Right. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, it's our meal time. We break for meal. Okay.